Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Fresh off a fabulous weekend up in the Washington, D.C. area at my good friend Jimmy's and his fabulous restaurant, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. A huge thank you to everybody that showed up and joined us at Jimmy's over the weekend. What a great time it was. So wonderful. I had so many great moments with my kid and my kid to see my daughter, Elizabeth, and my son at Jimmy's. It was just the bomb. And, you know, it was fantastic, our derby party. And for those of you that had so many kind things to say, it never gets old,
does it?
I mean, people say, I was going through this, I was going through that. And it's just great. So today we have Josh, who's still up in D.C., outside of D.C. in Leesburg, Virginia.
Yay, Josh. Welcome.
Domicile of Rob Spiewak. You're staying in what part of the world? Are you staying in Northern Virginia?
I was staying at Jimmy's Hotel.
Oh, the Jimmy's Hotel, the Holiday Inn down the street still.
Cerrito Arms.
Correct.
Down the road. So not too bad, right? Against traffic to get out to Rob's?
Minutes? Yeah, about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No problem at all with traffic.
It normally takes longer for me to get home from Jimmy's, especially about 3 years ago. But now it's a much easier drive.
I have determined that the last time I was in Jimmy's restaurant, I was a vastly more voracious consumer of Jimmy's products, his food and his drink, than I am now with the, and I believe I will give it all the credit to modern medicine, because that's just my memories of all of it, and I'm including Jimmy's, I'm including Manassas, are food memories.
Yeah,
and I still had I was able to relive two food memories when Carl and I were running errands out and about. Jimmy was so generous that Josh stayed at the Jimmy Arms. I stayed at the Cerrito Bed and Breakfast.
Yes.
And I don't do that. I'm just not somebody that ever wants to, you know, impose on people.
I wanted to ask you about that.
And be like that. And Jimmy, you know Rob forever. Jimmy and I have road trip together. Yeah. I didn't road trip with anybody before Jimmy. Yeah. Jimmy is just a chill dude and
the best.
And Jimmy and I can chill, and he just knows how to, you know, do it. And his wife is as chill as they come.
Oh,
absolutely.
I know. Yeah. My wife is the fastest person I've ever met to try to get invited to someone's house out of town. And it drives me nuts. Because even if they are like really, really okay with it, and you know them really,
she's a
really
people
well,
person, is what she is.
She,
except when she comes to an appearance for our show,
Mike. All I'm saying is that I don't feel at ease when I'm in someone else's house 9 times out of 10.
I don't either.
She was the last to leave.
She was the last to leave
from Jimmy's.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Once I was gone, that's the way it was. No, I'm not paranoid, but we had a whole table set up with my family down there, and Rob's mom was down on the main floor, and then I see Carrie stayed up hiding behind the foosball table
for the entire
time. Well, that's where
a good friend of hers had a reservation at the foosball table, so she was sitting with her friend John.
I would have loved to. I didn't know until the very end that she was even in the building. I had no idea.
Well, we like to keep it that way so as not to pull attention away from us.
No, she's part of the game. She's part of it, you know.
I know.
And
you came up and you said hi to her.
Well, I saw her up there. I said, oh, my God, I got to go see Carrie. And you know, it was just we missed her down on the main level. But the main level, fairness to her.
Yeah.
Jimmy, God love him.
Yeah.
I love him, and I love his joint.
Yes.
But the setup we had was for eating and drinking and was along the downstairs back wall. in front of all the memorabilia, basically where the band set up.
Well, yeah.
So that our location was...
A high top for each of us.
Yeah. A high top for each
it
of us.
It really looked like he wasn't setting up for us, but for one stand-up comic to come out.
Yes.
That's what it was.
And stand in front of the high top and then do your bit.
Yeah, or a wing-eating contest.
Could be that. Once I saw the... I got there first, because I got there with Jimmy's wife Maureen. Jimmy got there early in the morning, I think, to set things up. He had a catering gig and all that. So we get to Jimmy's at about, I want to say, 4 o'clock, probably 4 o'clock.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And I arrive and I see the setup and I, you can't. There's no arriving at Jimmy's without being announced. There's no arriving at Jimmy's.
God forbid he's up by the bar when you walk in. But God forbid, because then the mic comes out and it all goes. There's
I'm
no
walking
way to sneak
in with
in,
Marina
yeah.
and I hear, and I'm like, oh, God. I mean, I know why we're there. We're there and we get all of our support because we are going to
right.
be there to be seen. That's it. It's never, ever been something that I've grown accustomed to. Being announced is delightful. We wouldn't do what we do if we didn't like to be announced. Being announced as soon as you walk through a door
mm-hmm.
is just always been strange to me. And then Jimmy gives me a little tour. I walk outside into his beer garden.
Because you've never been there before.
And I walk outside his beer garden, and he's saying... And as soon as we get through the door, we're walking along. I'm figuring we're going to go see some of the bartenders I know
right.
there. And he's without a microphone going, Mike O'Mara, ladies and gentlemen, Mike O'Mara. And it's...
That's him.
Later on, I hid at the bar.
It was not
until
easy
he brought
to
Rob
you.
To me.
Yeah,
and
we know
Rob, you know, Rob and Jimmy came out. Immediately, Jimmy knew where I was. And,
yeah.
You say that place that I was sitting at the bar would be best described as a hiding place?
Mike, first of all, I think I found you and then Jimmy showed up because I asked people where you were and everyone claimed not to know.
Well,
and then I came out and there is an outside bar, with a huge corner post, and Mike was squarely behind the corner. It really was like, I hate to bring up this dated reference, but I'm into it right now. It was like meeting James Spader in Blackmailer, the Blacklist, because it was all I saw was arms, no face.
And Jimmy sits up in that DJ booth, and I think he can sit up there and watch all the cameras so he can just follow Mike around. So
yeah,
he knows.
I'm sure he's got like a big lighted Lucite map of the place.
I don't think there is anyone in any area of performance who would have been comfortable while not performing to be located where we were located, because it was... We've been up like on the second level with the table, right?
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
When you're ready to make announcements, you come down and you do that.
But Zoolander and his family of 12 had our spot.
They had, which was the A table as far as I was concerned.
It was, yes.
And it was nice to see everybody.
Zoolander could see everything.
It was great to see him. He was one that I shared my losing horse with.
Yes.
Although my losing horse,
he was cheated.
He could have done it. It was closer than I would have expected.
In the home stretch,
Final Gambit was not a total bust.
Blame the rain.
Yeah.
And the mud.
Yeah.
Yep. The mudder.
I actually yelled when they were in the home stretch. Watch the outside, because he was coming up, and then he got blocked.
Really got blocked by, I don't know what the horse was that did that, but kind of that horse just
it was
immediately.
A horse named Jimmy.
Jimmy.
That blocked him.
You know what I did during the race?
What?
Once the race started, I snuck away to the bathroom. I said, everyone's focused on the TV. I'm going to the bathroom.
And there Josh stayed for 90 minutes.
Josh was really a trooper down next to our merch table and was hanging and getting the microphones.
Oh,
and those turned out to work out really well.
It was really fun. It worked out really well. Yeah.
Really
speaking
out
of
well.
The merch table, Carla was a champ selling the merch. However, she
so
was
did Maureen.
Like,
Maureen was down there to sell the Jimmy's wing sauce, too.
But I have to say that Carla is a little bit like a high-tech Jimmy. because while she did not announce my arrival, she immediately was on Tic Tac Live and asked for my horse guests. And I had no idea.
She
it
was
like, it was really like busy. An attack. It was she a razor-like attack.
All this moves the meter, so I'm grateful for all of it.
All
I really
good.
Am.
It is all
it's
good.
All good stuff that she was there. And it was just, you know, still after all these years to have people show up and, you know, where we had our very, very first podcast appearance was at Jimmy's, and to see people there was delightful.
And
really,
still
really
people
great.
Bringing their spouse and their, you know, their significant other and saying he just started listening this week.
Right.
That's, to me, that's extraordinary. Right. I love that the word is still getting out.
Or there was a mother-son combo there. Mm-hmm.
And they were very close.
I stayed. Jimmy lives in Manassas, so I that's where that used to be where I lived, and so I got to really go back to my old hometown and hang out and see it. Let me. I wrote down some of the things that have changed and some of the things that are similar. O'Mara's Pub has changed hands maybe twice since I sold it.
Okay.
I think
everyone enjoyed that Jimmy brought the sign out, though.
It was so. Oh, one of the things Jimmy did at his restaurant, Jimmy has kept my O'Mara's sign, either from the outside or the inside. I think it was the inside. I think it was along the wall of the inside.
I think it was the one that was dug
the hanging outside sign.
Yes, I think it was, because think of the size of it. It's too big to be an inside sign.
I will tell you the. Where those posts were, we put so much money into that sign when we opened up.
It's a gorgeous sign.
And now we drove through the back of the old O'Mara's, which was, I think, called the Sport. They changed it to the Sports Pub. And
it's called the Sports Pub?
The Old Town Sports Pub.
That's clever.
I don't know enough about it to know what it is now. I know it's changed hands a couple of times. Little threadbare. The new sign after my joint was a little worn, and then
did you go in?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
No, and then the two posts where my sign was were two posts with rusty hardware, just nothing in between them.
They're waiting for you to come back.
Sounds like Manassas.
No, nobody's waiting for me to come back.
Well, I think that's why Jimmy keeps the sign to remind him that any restaurant can die.
Exactly.
The awareness of being gone for the better part of a decade and then coming back, the awareness of time, the awareness of mortality, the awareness of things don't change or things do change, there were two places when I owned my bar for a period of time, maybe about a 3-year period of time where people made the circuit. There was a bar, there was my bar.
Yep.
O'Mara's Pub, and then there was the City Tavern. And it was a competition between those two joints. We never quite equaled the City Tavern. Imagine my surprise as I was driving through Old Town Manassas, Virginia, and I looked over, and Jimmy pointed to a parking lot. They had a hotel and a bar and banquet rooms. And it was gone. It was razed. They turned it into a parking lot. It was completely gone. There's still a City Tavern, but it's another joint on the outside of town.
Mike, I just, for old time's sake, I never throw anything away. And while we have this discussion.
I was living in a devil town.
It's my town.
Didn't know it was a devil town.
Yeah.
But so that looked threadbare there. So what's going to go in that empty lot? I'm guessing pickleball.
No, it was it's a parking lot. I mean, it's been paved over. Their parking spaces.
Oh, my
there.
God.
It is a full-fledged functioning parking lot.
Well, to be fair, not a lot of parking in downtown Manassas. Now that helps.
I couldn't believe it. It was strange. And then I had another joint I used to go to, a place called Okra's, Cajun food joint that is now called, I think, Loom, I believe, which is an Asian fusion place where we had dinner with Jimmy and his wife and their buddies. And it was delicious.
It spelled
wonderful.
L-O-O-M? Like a
L-U-M-E.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
Lume.
How did those people respond as Jimmy announced you walking in?
Jimmy, thank God, did not do that.
Did he do it in Chinese when he went in?
If you want the story of that fine place.
Lume.
I had ramen. Mike, spicy pork belly ramen.
That's a safe order. Because everybody loves ramen.
You might have said it was a safe order.
I would have.
Until I got home.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, sometimes maybe it's the stress of being on the road.
It will play havoc with your regularity.
All I know is Carla, and let me tell you, the Cerritos, they have a guest room, and they have their daughter's room, the daughter has been on the road for
right.
a decade, traveling the world. Kelsey's been traveling, got a chance to FaceTime with her, which was wonderful.
Vietnam!
Carla arranges it so that I'm in the guest room with my kid, and Carla is in Kelsey's room.
That's
and
nice.
It was really, really wonderful, and it was nice. I am lying
lovely.
There with my
Did
son.
You go
it
to
was
Olive
lovely.
Garden,
and we're both on our computers.
Right,
and then Michael literally hears my stomach going. It was, and after he fell asleep, yes. I had to duck into the facility. And the ramen attack was the spicy ramen attack was I haven't
was
had
it
that
almost
happen to, me
to the minute
time.
3 hours after you ate it that's when
very
something,
very yeah. very very much so
yeah.
And I have to say that a lot of things come to play with my consumption of because
now in the old days the consumption was what they called cancer. You don't have that.
No, in the old days I couldn't eat enough or drink enough. I was never ever full. When I was like fat tub of goo, I mean, I would not leave. The reason Jimmy liked me doing an appearance, or as I found out, maybe didn't quite like me doing an appearance, was because I would do a 2-hour appearance there, and then I'd stay till closing time.
Yeah.
With Jimmy.
Yeah.
And this last one, I was, you know, we were there at 4 o'clock. The race went off at about 7 o'clock, and then shortly thereafter, we did our little hat contest. And then I said to Carla, you ready to blow town? And Maureen and Carla and I, and followed by Jimmy, we said our goodbyes. I can't. I can't do it. I can't hang.
I'll do anything
I can't
for
hang.
Food. I can eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24
If you ask me what I ate at Jimmy's, I had some of my daughter's wings. And I had
like
a little
home
bite.
Wings?
No. I had some of my daughter's wings there that was
oh,
that,
at
that
the
she
place.
Couldn't
right.
finish.
Right.
And I had some of Michael's dessert that he couldn't
that's
finish.
That's what I was going to ask.
Michael's
that's
dessert.
What I had to eat. That's what I had. And I had 2 orange smashes and a half of the third one.
I really
that's
only
it.
2?
Yeah.
I would have been before or after the show? Or the
before
the Preakness,
okay.
Before
Kentucky Derby,
yeah.
Before I had, and he was showing me all his different spots, and I grabbed
on his body.
Said, do you want some? No, his locations in his joint.
Does this look?
And he showed me the walk-in that we were in the walk-in cooler.
He
with
loves
all the,
that
with all the and he, and I say he said, do you want something? I said, yeah, I'll take one of those. What's that orange smash? Because it really looked good.
Yeah,
and it's a vodka orange cocktail. That and I was
that
done
you
after
can
about
drink.
Two. That you can drink, and I was done after about 2 of them.
It's the official cocktail of Baltimore, I think. Am I right in that, or is it just Ocean City? It's a Maryland thing.
It's definitely a Maryland.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yummy. I never. You know what? It became popular after I dried up, so I've never tasted it. It kills
it's
me.
Very sweet. It's I, very sweet.
And so and, are you.
Thank you. But I know that I am not. First of all, I'm not. 40 or 35 anymore. When I would have
you're
been
almost those
you know,
two added
roaring.
Up.
Really, Zoolander's prime right now. He's
yeah.
he's got the kids.
Yeah,
but
he doesn't.
Those guys his age, right?
Yeah, but he has a short. He burns like magnesium, bright and brief.
Oh, and brief.
Because he only weighs 20 pounds.
Right.
If he was like a 200-pound Zoolander, which by the way. That's my next AI project.
Yes.
A 200-pound Zoolander would be dangerous.
It was a great time, but I will not. And then Jimmy, when we got back to his house, said, "Oh man, well I tell you, we got out of there in good time this time, boy. Not like the old days." And he said it in such a way. I said, "Oh yeah." He said, apparently, Jimmy was put upon back because he essentially babysat me back in the day, right? He
sounds
would babysit
right.
me until
I would
you know.
Go with that, yeah.
So it was great. We were back there. They were delightful to host us there.
And Michael's dessert that you mentioned, I looked over, and it really was Jimmy's the size food, of a Kia.
Jimmy's food, incredible still.
Oh, the best.
Chef Clark, who's the new head honcho in the kitchen, just doing an amazing job.
He is great.
Got a chance to meet him. Some of the guys that have been there a while, Justin was there, mm-hmm. Roy was there. And
I didn't see Roy. That's awesome.
And then we had a wonderful little 22-year-old server who looked like she had just gotten out of middle school.
Yes.
But she was very efficient and did a great job. And it was just a great time. And the atmosphere was fantastic.
I enjoyed watching Michael work the room.
Now,
my son works the room. Jimmy's quote was this: he works the room better than you do. And he's absolutely right about that.
Yes, he does.
He's preparing for politics.
My mom, absolutely, who has not been to an event in years, came, which was so nice to have her come out, because, you know, she doesn't go out much.
She was sitting at a table with listeners.
Exactly, because she didn't want to sit at the high top because it's not great for that seat. That seat's not great for her.
Okay.
But everyone to a person treated her so well. So thank you, all the people that came up and introduced herself. But the one
she
person
didn't want to sit at the high top. Why none of us wanted to sit at the high top?
It's true.
You're raised above the crowd with your plates.
But,
so people can see you eating like a gorilla in the zoo.
Well, but nobody saw me eat.
Did you hide?
No, because I left Jimmy's and I was like, I didn't have anything to eat.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we were busy.
You were busy.
You were doing a lot of stuff. But, I don't know what I was doing. I was talking to people. That's
my
what
mom said,
primarily.
And that I had to say this to you and Carla directly, that the favorite person that she had to talk to was your son.
Yeah.
Because he was walking by and she said, "Hi, Michael." And he said, "Hi, I'm really glad you're here tonight." And she says, "Do you know who I am?" And he said, "No." And she said, "I'm Rob's mother." And he said, "Oh, it is such a pleasure to meet you."
Kid is something else.
He really is. Yeah.
Can't teach it.
No.
Did I say please, thank you, and stress that when he was young? He's a stone cold blast.
Yeah,
I love
fun.
Him so much.
Good
I,
to see
I,
him
I love
too.
Him
he's so,
so much.
Tall,
and
he's a little man now. It's so great. So
traveling
great.
With him, Carla and I are almost just permanently in the mode now where we're going to make every effort in the world not to go anywhere without him. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Well,
he's
and I think Michael's preparing for having to take care of you.
That's right. He's interning
right.
under Jimmy
you
for,
might be
for
right.
the babysitter.
Oh, my God. What a great kid. We had a lot of laughs. Now, as far as the old hometown, you know, we used to make jokes about Llantas Usadas. I am here to tell you.
Josh, are you familiar with that?
I am not.
It's used tires.
Used tires.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I am
28
familiar
quarters
with the used
coming
tire
into
district.
Manassas. So yes. Lots of joints had changed hands.
How many? A lot of drug stores still?
The drugstore district has thinned out. I saw one.
The cream rises to the top, Mike.
They perhaps have put a new vape store where the and several other. I don't know. I did know this.
You got to adjust for your market.
Yeah,
you do. You do. But there are plenty of used tire and used car locations.
That's great. That's
the greatest, in my humble opinion, the greatest chicken chain in the history of chicken chains, and I don't say Chick-fil-A. I say Guapo's. Where
yes.
Carl and I managed on Sunday. Sunday, was it Sunday? No, wrong. Saturday, before we got to Jimmy's, we managed to get the lunch together at Guapo's.
Was that before or after your pedicure?
That was after Carly got the mani and I got the pedicure.
Did you have a hard time finding a nail salon in Manassas?
Carla's favorite. Her Lady Anne.
Still there?
Yeah.
That's great.
And Carla got the manicure from Anne, who she thinks is phenomenal, and I got the second in charge, who I call Chopper, based on how she takes into my same people there. And
I was picturing like a 1960s motorcycle guy.
Carla was a regular there all the time, and she loves this lady, and it was great to see that, and we did that, and then we bopped around.
In Manassas, what made you the happiest and what made you the saddest? This is a question I like to ask my kids when they go on a trip.
That's a good question. Okay, the happiest would be probably getting the food. Nope, wrong. There are two food memories where Fat Mike remembered it. I had
sense memory?
my memories, I wrote it down here. My Manassas memories are all food memories.
Yeah.
And the two happiest spots where I was were Guapo's, the chicken joint.
Yeah.
And then just, you could walk to the place from there, Nathan's Dairy Bar.
Yes, because Klein's is gone.
Where they make I was never a Klein's guy, ever.
I remember you loved this place. Can I try to remember your order?
Yeah.
Is it a mint?
Yeah.
Ice cream with a chocolate shell that you break up?
No, it is a mint chocolate chip shake, which they use magic shell for the chocolate chip.
Ah, that's right. I was in the neighborhood.
Absolutely identical. Absolutely on the menu. And I having one of those was a memory.
When you finished it, did you have the mint chocolate shakes?
It was fantastic.
Did Carl have ice cream too?
No, I don't think she was with us when that was happening.
Did Jimmy have ice cream?
Jimmy went. We were all over the place. We were jumping around. Jimmy gave me his car for the weekend. So we went Friday night down to visit my daughter.
The muscle car?
The Challenger.
Yeah, it's a good car.
Dodge Challenger. We zipped down to Warrington. And then my son on Friday night is sitting there after we had dinner with Elizabeth and her boyfriend, Connor.
Whoops!
I gave him such a hard time. That poor lad. He now gets it from me almost every time. And this is Elizabeth's fiance, Connor. And,
I loved Connor. Connor was great.
Connor is a great kid.
And it was so good to see. I hadn't seen Elizabeth in maybe 8 or 9 years.
Right.
And it was so good to see her. She looked so happy. And
she
was so
happy.
Much fun
to
talk
to. She's
to.
In her brand new, the coolest apartment.
Yeah.
If I had an apartment like this when I was her age, I'd probably never move out of it. It is a 1800 schoolhouse converted to two apartments. And
is it in Laurel?
It's not. It's not the Willow Lake apartments. I thought it would be like a room. You know what I mean?
An apartment
room that type. No, it's really like old fashioned and beautiful. And it was so cool to see her. And the Michael says, as we're sitting there after dinner, we're getting ready to leave, he says, "Hear me out." Puts his hands out, the politician. Hear me out. What if I were to stay here tonight and then meet you at Jimmy's tomorrow? And Elizabeth and me go, oh, that'd be fine. That'd be absolutely fine. Michael stayed with Elizabeth and Connor on Friday night, on Friday night, and met us at Jimmy's on Saturday.
As a father, how does that make you feel?
My heart
it's gotta exploded. It's got to be 100% magnificent.
That's the when I'm gone, that's the cool part.
Yeah,
that's the next gen. That's they like each other. They like hanging with each other. The fact that they're bonding is it's not describable how great it is that they will have a relationship.
So great, yeah,
absolutely fantastic, and it just was so much fun. The thing of all the weekend activity, that's what made me truly the happiest.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that.
Let me see. All right, what made me the saddest?
The high top tables.
The saddest would be driving by my joint.
It has to be
because it's not my joint.
Mm-hmm.
When I bought it, I thought this is phase two of my life. That never turned out to be. You realize that in that particular industry, having a place like Jimmy's forever is stunning. A stunning. Accomplishment.
It is.
To be able to keep it alive. Absolutely. And the reason he does is because he is the proprietor and his hands are on that all the time. Even when he's traveling the world, his hands are on that all the time. And Jimmy goes down through the list of employees and it's people he's known for a million years and he knows their kids and he knows their kids' kids. And that's how you do it if you're going to have a neighborhood joint. That's such a rarity in the
world.
I
have to wonder. If his superpower is memory, because he doesn't not drink a lot, he can put it away.
He doesn't really. That's the key. He might seem to, but I think Jimmy is pretty much in control.
Oh, he's in control.
Usually.
But he'll come up to me and say, "Come here, I want you to see someone." I say, "Okay." And it's a couple that I met in New Orleans.
Right.
And had a drink with them. It was non-alcoholic, but I had a drink with them. And I didn't really remember. It came back to me after he mentioned it, but he remembers single incidents from years ago.
A football player from 45 years ago?
Scott Norwood.
Scott Norwood, who I met. Jimmy said that's the surprise. How excited was I about that surprise when we had wrapped things up, Rob?
It was great. It was so exciting for people that
Thank you for coming. We'll see you next time. Bye. Hold on.
Well,
with his mic technique.
Jimmy had a great ability to, every time you pick up the mic, that he happened to be on the mic also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happened.
I'm sure that came
too.
Through the bonus show too, probably.
And then Mike, you said, here is Buffalo Bills great Scott Norwood.
And apparently Don and I didn't remember it, had called him after he missed the kick at the Super Bowl.
I believe that you did. That was exactly the flavor of the show then.
Yeah, all right. Naked cruelty every day?
Exactly.
Who can we hurt?
Exactly.
Who can we hurt?
You want me to give you the number for Sanders' kid?
Yeah. Should we hurt people within the show or outside of the show?
It was. Yeah, exactly. It was sunnier days. It was a great moment.
He's a buddy with Jimmy. He shows up all the time.
He's a Northern Virginia guy, mm-hmm. and what a guy he is. What
Norwood,
a human
Virginia.
Being.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, imagine what he's endured over sports.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about people that take it too seriously. That man has suffered enough. Plenty.
Yeah.
But he owns it and he knows it and life goes on. And by the way, he made more than he missed, and that's the whole ball game right there. But my son was thrilled because my son's now an NFL fan and got the autographed picture of him, Scott Norwood, and it was just it was really a great time.
And I think it was nice when you, Mike, signed Scott Norwood's helmet for him.
It was now, Buffalo.
I do think you need to teach Michael a little bit more about the history of baseball. Because he had some old baseball cards he was opening up there. And I was going through with them, and he's flipping through. And one of his cards was Wade Boggs.
Wade Boggs of the Boston Red Sox.
As a Red Sox, he should be excited about that. Just flipped right past it. Left all the cards behind. No good players in the cards. It's like, you had Wade Boggs. You're a Red Sox fan.
We happened to get lucky enough to get the cards. Cards are in our bedroom. The cards are left. Wherever Michael goes, he leaves the cards.
I picked them up and put them in the box for Jimmy to take back.
That's it, yeah. He wasn't turbo into that. Who gave him the cards? Jim Amato?
I have no idea.
Jim Amato gave me some Elvis baseball cards or Elvis trading cards, so I assume it was him. So.
We got wooden nickels. We got platters. We got I got a great Caps jersey from a listener, which people came bearing gifts. And thank you to everybody that supported the show by buying our merch and supported Jimmy's by buying the hot
and
sauce,
being in the hat contest. Great turnout for the hat contest.
Let's take a break.
We have, it was hard to choose
many,
a winner.
Many more memories. We will do the news a little later, and we'll take a break here. And when we come back, more about the great city of Manassas, where some businesses have been repurposed, ladies and gentlemen. And I was a proprietor of one of those businesses with Mi Familia. It's a weird weekend. It really was. Northern Virginia is weird. Hey, everybody, if bugs are even a minor problem in and around your house, you have to check out our next sponsor, Pesty. Spiders, ants, and other bugs are looking for somewhere to hang out. With Pesty's do-it-yourself pest control, you can make sure they don't choose your house. Pesty is on a mission to provide pro-grade pest control products at an affordable price. Other pest control companies charge over $800 per year. But with Pesty, you can get started at just $35, ladies and gentlemen. $35 per year. That is just $35 per month. Sorry about that.
Yes.
The kit includes a sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide, gloves, instructions. You can get your thing done in less than 10 minutes. You do not have to worry. Plus, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee. We love Pesty. We know you will too, ladies and gentlemen.
I applied it already. It takes no time at all, and it's fun. You squirt it. I mean, it's like a squirt gun. It's fun.
Yeah, we love Pesty. It's really, really good. And, we are. Hold on a second. I've messed up. Hold on. Wait a minute. God, back home.
What is wrong with my computer system? You charge up the sprayer on your computer. Damn. It's a USB one.
Yes.
And you just all through the borders of your house, and they know where you live. They know what bugs you're battling. And it takes care of it. It's awesome.
And for the Oriole fans, I pretend I'm Mr. Splash as I'm walking around spraying the house.
Mike, do you know Mr. Splash?
Mr. Splash is wonderful. Hello, Mr. Splash. Mr. Splash.
I got to see Mr. Splash. I would call him, he's sort of a silly guy with a lot of shenanigans at the ballpark.
He's a mascot.
Mr. Splash is nice. Mr. Splash is great.
He doesn't wear an outfit, though.
He wears a pink flamingo inner tube.
That's not mascot worthy.
And goggles and a snorkel.
How do you separate him from other Orioles fans?
Pesty is kid and pet friendly, so you do not have to worry. Plus, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. And please remember, free gloves. Really nice gloves at no additional charge. Protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. And we thank you, Pesty. Welcome
gloves.
Back to the show.
Whoa, whoa. Glovey glove.
Glovey glove. Yeah, fingers just don't work quite as well. Meanwhile, back to the show. Now, let me see. We were there. Michael was there. My daughter was there. Rob's son didn't make it because he had some final stuff
finals,
to do.
Yeah.
And Carrie was there. And she stayed up on the second level. And I got to finally see her. So I covered everybody. I think I said hi to everybody I wanted to. Let's see.
Carla made a fuss over my mom, which was very sweet. Everyone treated her so well, guys. If you were there, just thank you so much.
Oh, good, good. It was nice to see Sharon.
She literally had a blast, so that's great.
See, I still think of her because I'm closer in age to her than I am to you. I think of her as a young lady. I still do. Your mom is still very vital to me.
Lovely and
it's
single.
It's very cool. The food memories I mentioned, what did you say, lovely and what?
And single.
Hey, there's some free guys out there.
I know.
They can reach out.
They've got freedom.
Well, some of our listeners, you know, could probably date her. They're in the demographic.
Exactly.
As they continue to age.
Well, if they like younger women.
Would you like a new stepdad?
Sure, whatever. At this point, I'll take anything.
Two thoughts on the... all right, malls in America. Is the plan for most malls, indoor malls, is it the plan like it is at Manassas Mall to flip them to amusement centers? Because
I think
it's a
wise use.
We went into the mall with my son, and they had an indoor go-kart track.
I remember this.
Carla put some stuff up on social with that. I got to hop into the go-kart. My son waxed me on the track. In fact, T-boned me at one particular moment. And it was just kind of different because I used to walk around that mall when that was a big box store.
It was like a decent box store. I don't know. You know what? Tyson's still exists. Tyson's Corner is a big mall in McLean, Virginia that's actually two separate malls. It's a very... upscale mall that still functions. I think that
they
Fair
function
Oaks,
down here with their indoor outdoor. They're all outdoor places, and they're all thriving down
yeah,
here.
Yeah, well, we've got the outlet mall out here in Leesburg, which
those
is an
still do well.
Mall. They
right?
do well. They do.
Okay. All right.
But I think that Fair Oaks is slowly closing. And Fair Oaks was in Fairfax. That was my favorite mall growing up. Mm-hmm. But people just don't go to them anymore.
And they don't.
Yeah,
they
went by Marley Station Mall. Did not go inside in Glen Burnie.
Yeah.
And it looked like it was a big gym and then have like DMV.
Yeah. Did they at Manassas Mall, Mike, they were ahead of the curve when they were repurposing that property with pickleball. Do they still have pickleball courts there?
They have pickleball right across from where the go-kart track is. Then they have a smattering of stores. I think they got a Walmart that it's in that big mall, but they have the little stores that are there too, the little like Molly Mall stores like Lids and Spencer Gifts. And speaking of Spencer Gifts, I was not able to give this out during the show, which is the
did you get this at Spencer's?
This is from Spencer's Gifts. Let me
so many. You know
here.
What, Mike? Novelties are for sale at Spencer Gifts, and some of them are family friendly. And some of them are
pieces.
Not. Oh, 100 of them.
Let's see. Try our other fine ingredient.
Ingredients.
I'm
food?
Not sure I would buy food at Spencer's.
No. Was this supposed to be the prize for the hat contest? Was this the original plan before it became your watch?
Before it became fine jewelry?
God damn it. I can't read. Try our other fine what? Pride Fest? What the hell is. Try our other fine products. Thank you.
Oh, not Pride Fest. Pride. That's a whole different event.
Be sure and try our other fine products.
Be sure to enjoy the Pride Fest.
That was probably. I'm just trying to find out where it's manufactured. There it is.
Oh, what? I can guess.
What is it?
I'll tell you in a second. Hold on a second.
If he bought it, I guarantee you it's something that in the future will be affected by tariffs.
There it is. It's a suck a bag of dicks.
Oh, how nice.
It's candy.
Mm-hmm.
It's
Oh, and it's got that nice from the font and the packaging, I'd assume it's gummies.
It's candy prints.
Or like some Mike and Ikes.
Candy prints. That's what
does that mean?
Yeah. Have you opened
that means
these?
That they're little candies.
Open and try one. You must.
I don't think I want to do that.
Well, at least out and describe it.
It looks like some Smarties or something.
Yeah. You know what it looks like? be like
Smarties. That's what it's exactly what they are.
No, right. They're too shiny to be Smarties, though. They have some sort of glaze.
Go ahead and suck on it.
All right, hold on. Thanks, Josh. Here we go.
Just till you get past the glaze, Mike.
All right, here is one.
Yes. Oh, that's not a very big one, is it? Is it
they're
cold
all the
in
same
there?
Size.
But you did pull out a pink one, which is nice.
Yeah. The chat room is saying that it looks like I'm in Rob's childhood bedroom.
What the hell happened here?
Little do they know. No, it's not your childhood.
No, it's not. Well, some say I never left. What does it taste like, Mike?
Not good.
So you can't recommend it?
Is it sour?
Oh.
Or tastes like it's been there in that bag for about 15 years.
Is it more of a savory candy?
No. It's not savory either, but
well,
it's
so
nasty.
Thumbs up, thumbs down on that then.
So that was from the mall.
I'm sorry, that does not pass.
The other thing is
that the only thing you bought at Spencer Gifts?
Pass them on to Michael.
The other thing is regarding our man Rob Spiewak and his physical appearance. He looked great with his Elvis
you're
jeans.
Sweet.
Oh,
but
thank you.
You need chapstick. You need.
I know. I'm sorry, buddy.
No. Hold on. What is going on with your lip? Your lower lip.
It happens with dehydration. Actually, if I properly hydrate.
But do you carry lip balm with you?
Right here.
What is the brand?
Aquaphor.
It's not working.
Okay.
It's that you need the Chappy stick. You need the Chappy. I was going to have Josh bring chapstick to your house because of the.
Well,
I've never seen your lips. Your bottom lip is sloughing off, and I was worried about it.
Don't
nothing,
be worried. Don't be worried.
It looks. But I worry about you, and it worries.
It's also
looks
a
like,
nervous tic of mine because of that to pull at my lip a little bit.
And like so that? With your teeth?
Yeah, that, or with my teeth, or with my hand. It's just, I've never
Josh, had, can you see his lips and do an analysis of his lower lip?
It doesn't look that bad from here. It
Thank
does
you.
Look a little dry, but not too bad.
Yeah.
I thought when you were going to talk about Rob's appearance, I thought you were going to talk about his hands from that picture that got posted.
Oh, that weird angle.
Did you see the picture posted on Facebook of the three of us?
I look like I have.
No.
It's a great picture, by the way. I want to thank Jeff Hancock for taking it.
Take a look. Yeah, it's a great picture, but take a look at Rob's
hand. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God. Why does the picture look like, and both our hands look unusually large.
That's true. You are a little Andre the Giant-y, aren't you?
What is going on? Is that just the lens that we have there?
I don't know.
It's the angle or something.
Jeff said he can correct it. I saw him say that.
Rob, you've lost some weight, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's good. I mean, you didn't gain back all your weight, like you said. You haven't talked
about
your weight a lot.
No, I lost about 100 pounds and then put back on 40 or 35, so I'm still way down, yeah.
Okay, all right, all right.
So you can tell by the point of my head.
Would that be the thinnest photograph that's ever been taken of you and I side by side?
I can almost guarantee it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm giving us a round of applause for that.
Jeff, Photoshop that, fix our hands, and we'll print up 10 glossies that we can autograph and mail out.
Carla said something about Jeff. This is a guy that takes a lot of pictures.
Good guy. Yeah. And, loves the show.
He posted a lot on Facebook, which was great.
But said he was, he said something to Carla. I'll remember it. I'll ask her tonight. It was something
positive?
That he said. No, negative.
Oh.
It was a negative. You know me. I don't dwell on anything positive.
Was it about the show or about his life? Or
it's about the merch.
Oh.
You remember this? What was it?
I know what the conversation is.
Well, good. What was it?
It was the playing cards. Well, that seems expensive.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Because I then spoke up and then said, well, yes, everything here is cheap, is more expensive than if you just went and bought it at Walmart because you're supporting
this. If it was generic. Yes. Yeah, look, it was generic, but it's not
here's
generic.
Here's our beautiful cards right here. And you know what costs more than them? These cards or these cards or these cards. They all cost more than what we offered you.
Oh, so, how about, now see? Don't you wish you had your boy there, Josh, when that conversation was happening?
No, because I was just shutting it down and walking away. Because I get too much little negative comments like that where it's unnecessary.
These cost more.
And I wasn't going to say anything to Jeff.
Look, we are just like everybody else. Do we understand that inflation is a thing? Yeah. We do. But on our merch, we kind of keep it reasonable, and we appreciate everybody that purchased everything.
These cost more.
He's right.
Rob is not cost more.
Rob is not BSing here.
No, it's real.
No. Unfortunately, we could not get our decks off of Temu.
That's right.
All right. So, Rob, can I just put to rest?
We had a whole bag of decks.
One more about the chapped lip thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry about
that. I haven't seen you in a long time, and I don't remember it being like that. And I thought it just reassure me that it is not anything. Like, if it's dehydration,
that's what it is.
Hydrate more, and if that's all it is, I will no longer be worried. That aquifer, no, not going to do
you
it.
You know, you're talking out of your ass. It's
Rob,
so much better
you don't,
than chapstick.
It's not. Look at your lip. It's the proof is in the lip. Yeah, you put the regular chapstick is medicinal. My son has took
aquifer
it to school today.
Aquifer is medicinal. It's, how about it's, that?
That's hand cream, Aquaphor.
Yeah, well, chapstick is wax. Won't work. It's wax and Chamfor.
Chapstick has medication in it.
So you think. You're crazy.
I have used chapstick my
whole
life.
Is that why you can get it without a prescription?
I have chapstick,
the highly medicated chapstick?
You got to hear me out and give it a
prescription chapstick.
Yeah, I suppose.
You got to give it a try. But I don't care now because if it's just appearance, I could
These
care
cost
less.
More.
He's talking about the cards.
Just leave Jeff alone. He took really great pictures for
Jeff
us.
Took
this
great
was,
pictures.
This was cheaper. This is a used deck from the Golden Nugget. So if you want cheap cards, go to Vegas.
Yes.
I get it.
If you want cheap pictures, you can just use your phone.
That's right. But now, Jeff, here's the deal. If you process that photo of the three of us, make our hands smaller, and maybe clean up the table...
Can I see the picture again?
I will give you a deck of cards.
No. Well, I'll say all this. I hate calling Jeff out. He did buy the deck of cards.
Then everybody shut up. That's it. Then don't worry about it. Let me see the picture again. I want to see the picture with our giant hands.
I think it's, if he can adjust the hands, it's a great picture.
Now, will we be able to doctor that a little bit
and
use that? Because that's a pretty damn fine, I'm saying, like, get my glasses out of the way hang around my neck. I got to go either with the string or some other way.
You don't need a string. And please don't get ones that have magnetic on the nose bridge. I think that.
Oh, that's if my you just cousin went with, that does that.
If you just went with one pair of glasses hanging down.
Yeah, I know. You're right. I should. I'll lose them if I don't put them there.
No, Mike, you've never lost a pair of glasses in your life.
And that's cool. I've got the Jimmy's pin that a guy gave me, too. See
what
that
is
on
Jimmy's
my collar?
Pin?
Some guy said, you're part of the club now. And he just gave me that pin, and then Carla put it on me right
then
away.
Then he stabbed you.
He stabbed me in the eye.
Well, that's the tracking pin. That's how Jimmy always knew where you were.
Exactly.
It was fine.
No, but Jeff, we love the photo,
yes,
and if you
thank
could,
you.
And if you could correct it, that would be great. And I'll give you another deck of cards.
I got a couple. I can get this out of the way because we have time. I want to be able to do that. The other thing, Northern Virginia. More roads, same traffic. They never, right? Would I be right about that? Right?
That's the first thing I think I texted you guys when I got here.
More roads, same traffic.
Remember why I left.
Yeah, more roads, just it'll never be fixed. It'll never. Mm-hmm. By the way, coming from Gainesville, Virginia, when I was coming back from Warrenton, getting on 66 now, what, six lanes, five lanes, something like that? it still doesn't. It doesn't matter.
And also, flip a coin if you're going to be in the express lane or not, because it's not signed right. Maybe you're going to be in the fast lane. Maybe you're not. You don't know. You never know.
More roads, same situation. It got the malls thing where they had a go-kart track inside the malls. That we did it. We used it. Ridiculously expensive.
Mike, I got to ask.
Yes.
How much for the go-kart ride for, let's say, for you, for a grown-up?
1 7-lap race was like $28. And I'm sure it was more after we paid for the add-ons. It was absurd. $60. $60 plus. Both of us.
Helmets extra?
I don't know, but it was just once you get to the $30 one rider for 7 laps.
Yeah, that's
and of
too
course
much.
Everybody had the amusement park mentality. It was like,
yeah,
you know. I know we know you're bored,
Mike. That's the amusement park mentality. Takes 4 steps down in a mall.
Right.
There's no excitement of being at Manassas Mall. So you're not going to get the most alert participants.
Is there mini golf in that mall? Because that's the other thing I noticed in the mall was
mini golf. They may have had it. I didn't cover the whole mall. We didn't make all of it, but we were killing time and we were looking for things to decorate the hat.
I
was looking for a hat actually.
At the Manassas Mall, they do have one miniature golf course. My favorite is the third hole where you have to get your ball under the meth clinic.
Comes
out the other side.
Fine town.
So you actually went to the mall to buy a hat and accoutrements?
I was impressed with your hat.
My hat was
$5. My hat was $5.
That's like five go-karts.
And then I went to the place where you get hair bands and hair decorations, and I put those on the hat.
Did they say, where have you been?
It was wonderful.
Right. Did they try to match your hair?
Yeah, we're good to have you back.
Let's get you the right one.
Wow. Golf shoes. Timu is calling. By the way, I get notices by Timu when I'm doing the show.
Yes.
Golf shoes now $15. I think they're clearing out their American warehouses.
They are. They're not shipping anything from China anymore, and they are clearing out the American warehouses.
Right? Sad.
So, the last things I wanted to get here, right, because we are now we're running a little bit late. Let's see. I got the chapstick. I got the malls. The rude guy on the plane.
How was your travel both ways?
United Airlines gets a 10 as usual.
Used
to say that 30 years ago. I'm saying it again. Salute.
Like bouncing back?
Yeah.
Great.
Are they the ones that Jimmy has? Is that Jimmy's?
Yep. I flew with United.
Thanks. Jimmy, maybe I will take you up on that miles off.
Jimmy used to be a pilot for United.
The guy in front of us, we were in row 29 on the way home.
That's a good one.
Hey, I got 34.
Okay, so we're in the back of a plane. And, when I say the back, way back. And how many times do you have to hurl your body into a seat? Look, folks, be mindful if there's somebody in back of you. You just be mindful. There are other people around. And then following that, after he finally gets comfortable, he's not a big guy. Mm-hmm. He's not a small guy. He's an average-sized person. Just this. Just
constant moving.
Constant moving, slamming the body around. Minor inconvenience, minor annoyance.
Right.
Nothing to get upset about. Then starts a conversation. On the plane, fully loud, with his wife, on speakerphone. Have you ever seen anything like that?
No, I've not. That is not okay.
He starts the all I'm doing is looking at Carla. I am looking at Carla. We are looking at each other like... It is sometimes rude behavior is so over the top rude. Just rude, not egregious, not viral, Karen worthy. Just plain rude is rude.
He's got to be that way in real life because when I told Robert when we were flying to Maine to visit you at your house in Maine, and Robert and I had never traveled by plane together, just the two of us, and I said, air travel sucks. I probably didn't say that because he was a kid, but I said air travel always sucks, so you have to do your best to be not part of the problem.
Right.
Just try to make it a little better for everybody, but nobody does this.
Right.
And the speakerphone, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, it was insane. And
what were they talking about?
Carla heard it because of my ears. I just hear,
sure. Yeah.
And Carla said they were fighting. She said something. Carla said that the lady said something like, please don't call me again. Enjoy your trip with your golf and your buddies. Like, obviously a pissed off wife.
Are you sure that wasn't Carla calling you?
Then he stood up when he finally stood up. And we had the whole 2.5 hour flight to see the guy stand. Plane was delayed. We spent some time on the tarmac waiting to take off. When he finally stands up, he had a Corvette shirt.
Of course he did.
Hey ho!
And Carla says something about his snot.
He was sucking.
Really? I had the, by this time I got the earbuds in.
Were you watching anything or listening to something?
I was watching, what movie was I watching? I was watching a movie for a brief period of time. They had classic movies. I was watching Ferris Bueller.
That's
so
good.
Ferris Bueller.
Part where the guys steal the Corvette, or I'm sorry, the Ferrari, and go over the hill and go airborne?
Yeah,
Favorite shot in the movie.
Yeah, I got to that part, and then I was watching the one of the best interactive maps. Because I love to see where we are and where we're going. I know you think it's funny.
A lot of people don't know this, but on United, those maps, they're touchscreen, and you can actually divert the plane.
Yeah, by yourself.
I was watching the United map as well. It was very entertaining.
That's a great map. Show.
Yeah. One of the best maps in flight. So
hey, that's a great map.
It's a good airline. It really is. It's a good airline. Then Carla finally leans up to the guy, and I had no idea what she was going. She said, excuse me, can you please turn that down? He was playing an online slot machine on his phone with the speaker all the way
with
up.
Full volume?
Yeah, guy was a
guy. You know, when I play, if I ever play like a slot, even in my home, I turn the volume down because I find it annoying.
On my flight, there was this music playing, and I thought it was background music on the plane.
Okay.
Because I didn't hear it when I would put on my headphones, but every time I took them off, I would hear it. Finally, when getting off the plane, I found that it was someone on the road next to me, just playing music on their phone the entire flight.
My ride into Jimmy's, mom wouldn't shut up.
Okay. So it's stunning the way
blah,
that goes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Rob, you're driving me nuts. I am trying to move this along.
We must move forward.
We must move forward. That's it. I think I covered it all. That's it. The
thank
plane
you to the listeners. It was a great
speakerphone
weekend.
Speakerphone. And that's right. Collar got him when he put on his slot machine. We will take a break. We will come back with the wonderful roundtable of news. And later on, Rob and Josh went to the big old ball game.
We did.
We'll cover that as well. So lots going on. You know what? It's a good problem to have on a show when you literally have so much that you can't get to it. Moving right along. Hey, you big dummy. Stop counting sheep. It's a bad way to fall asleep. So how about this? No. Today's episode of this podcast, sponsored by Soul. The team at Soul just launched their new out-of-office nightcap gummies, which are similar to their world-famous sleep gummies, but nightcap gummies have 3 milligrams of THC for people who require something a little stronger to go to sleep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. THC and melatonin in Soul's nightcap gummies work together to promote deep restorative sleep. How? Well, I'll tell you. Shut up. Don't you shut up. Stop it. THC helps you go to sleep faster and stay asleep longer. The melatonin signals to your body that it's time to sleep. And Soul's out-of-office nightcap gummies also contain CBN and CBD. So you sleep deeply and you wake up, this is the most important part, without feeling groggy. Groggy ain't good.
Mike, of all the sleep supplements, we choose Soul.
That's right. Of course. Soul made them delicious, too. Blueberry lemonade, yum, yum. Plus, if you want to treat yourself, crack open a cold, out-of-office sparkling THC beverage. Delicious and relaxing. Rob loves them. Subscribe to these wonderful little helpers. They work, and I love them, too. Slumber City, sweetheart, and sweet dreams of Rob and his THC sodas. So, with chapstick, hopefully, starting today.
Stop it! So let's bury that.
Hit the snooze button on crappy sleep and prepare for a great night. Go to GetSoul.com and use code TMOS for 30% off your order. That's 30% off your order using code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com and code TMOS for 30% off, everybody! There it is.
There it is. It's not playing.
Yes, sorry. Moving
Mike,
right along.
I'm sorry. I don't have that. I don't know why it's not playing.
It's Rob. It's playing.
Huh? How about that? Oh, you know what? I had it soloed.
Yes. The rest of us were hearing it twice.
Yes. Oh, well, it's a good element, as a matter of fact. Right. To be honest, 100%. As my son would say, not going to lie to you.
Let's say it's Cinco de Mayo, ladies. The real Cinco de Mayo. A lot of people were doing that around the weekend too, not just the race.
I always like to say, Mike, you know, Cinco de Mayo is great because it's Mexican Independence Day, which it Mexican, isn't, but it makes everyone mad. Yeah.
In a new poll, 39% of Americans say it's Mexican Independence Day.
Yes.
26% say it's a celebration of Mexican American culture. 13% say it's just a fun excuse to drink, and another 13% admit they have no clue what it's all about. None of those things are correct. Do you know what it is?
I have no idea.
It is the celebration of the end of Star Wars weekend.
It is not correct. 10% of people know the correct answer. Cinco de Mayo actually commemorates the Mexican victory over the French in the Battle of Puebla.
Excellent. Oh, good.
Which took place on May 5th, 1862, 163 years ago.
And the sad thing is at the time, it didn't get all the news coverage because of the Civil War. So now they've hired some people, and people know about it now. So you can have chips and salsa and Corona brand beer.
And it's also right around the time that A1 steak sauce was invented. That's absolutely true, but not really related to this. Here's a history lesson. The battle itself was not a major strategic win, and the French took control of Mexico 2 years later. But it was a major morale boost for the Mexican resistance, and it helped them to gain an alliance with the Americans to eventually force the French to withdraw. Historians believe the French would have backed the Confederacy during America's Civil War. So there is a tie-in there. So Mexico's resistance likely changed the history of the United States.
How about that?
So there's your Cinco de Mayo.
You know what? If they hadn't done that, we would be, you know, Mike, you would be right near the Gulf of France.
The Gulf of France, wouldn't that be a drag,
yeah,
right? Because
absolutely.
It would be made of béarnaise sauce.
And brie.
Bonjour.
Hello.
Why isn't my thing playing?
Maybe it's soloed.
Check the headphones in the living room.
I'm trying to see. Hold on a second. I want to plug this in and get it to... All right, there it is. Maybe
it's blaring in the living room.
Yeah. Yes.
That's whoosh.
All right, here
the
we
little...
go.
iPod is bouncing from all the bass response. Oh,
there it is.
Ah.
I did that all by myself.
That, so Michael, was awesome.
Last year, Jay Leno, he fell down a hill, hit his head on a rock.
This is not sensitive when you say it that way.
And
would you like to
suffered a broken wrist and severe bruising to his face and his body.
Because he didn't want to walk down the road, Mike.
His eye even swelled shut, and yet he did a show before seeking medical treatment because he's Jay.
I don't spend my Tonight Show money.
Wasn't the rumor that he didn't pay his bookie? Wasn't that the story?
Yeah. That's pretty typical, not doing a show for Jay. He says, quote, I had a show to do. You have an audience waiting there. What are you going to say? Excuse me? Oh, I banged my head? It's his whole demeanor.
There'll be a little extra something in your envelope this week.
Yes, there'll be a little something extra in your envelope. And Jay Leno... As for how he got through the show, Leno says, "Man, I see it all the time. I see guys coughing, and go on stage for an hour so they don't cough."
Well, Mike, it's easy to do 45 minutes when they're the same jokes you've been telling for 10 years. It's
something
easy.
Happens. Something just changes. For me, it's the same thing, too. If I'm in any sort of pain, I just do the show and it goes away. That is the humble brag from Jay Leno. As David Letterman would say, vintage Jay. That is vintage day.
He did the same spin when he burned his face off with the car, remember? Yeah, well, you know, it happened.
I'm a super brave guy.
Yeah.
He's been pretty accident prone.
What I do is wear a denim shirt and a denim pair of pants.
Let's see. Been accident prone in recent years, breaking several bones in a motorcycle accident, lighting himself on fire.
It's not what you want to be known for.
In his garage, but he shrugs it off too. Here's the last quote. Yeah. People get banged up in real jobs all the time. Real jobs. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great? I mean, I don't wish death on anyone, but someday they're going to have to write Jay Leno's obituary and the injuries. What if they took precedence over the fact that he hosted The Tonight Show?
The injuries are multifold. Do you have any interest in the beefs on the White Lotus?
Like cast beefs?
Well, I know the Teeth Lady and Goggins have issues with each other.
Really?
So apparently Jason Isaacs, who played the rich dad, mm-hmm. who was trying to commit suicide,
bad
and Walton
accident.
Goggins, apparently they have been in a feud, but it's not true. They ran into each other on a flight, and then they posted a picture that say, hey, all you genius online sleuths, see any beef? And they're smiling, and it looks fine.
Yeah, what's your beef, Jay?
Right, now, did he then try to murder him?
No.
The most notorious issue, allegedly, is between Goggins and this lady right here, Amy Lou Wood. She played his love interest. The jury's still out about that. In a recent interview that was supposed to be about his next project, Goggins was asked about his issues with her. He said, quote, I'm not going to have that conversation. Oh, when you do that, you're basically opening up a can of worms.
Yeah, you are.
After Goggins, two publicists also intervened. The interview continued, but the writer tried to bring it up again, and Goggins told him, quote, there is no conversation to be had about that. What the F? Come on, buddy. Wow. And then the interview just ended.
He should have gone the Belichick route and have his girlfriend stop the interview.
We're not going to talk about that. Once you try to manipulate that, it
you
makes
can't
it
control
worse.
Your narrative. You cannot do it.
How about just lying and saying, no, there is no beef?
Right.
I think that this is all too much. I think that people make too much about her teeth. I think she's lovely. And the role that she was going to do in the Walton Goggins movie was a smaller role. Walton Goggins is she was at a meal and she was going to chew up mashed potatoes and spit them through her teeth.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You get to see him work live, Josh. What's that like?
I get to see all the sharp objects and everything around here.
That's true.
Surrounding himself. Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock are reuniting. They will co-star in a romantic thriller. It doesn't have a title yet, but it's described as a propulsive project. What, like Speed 3? Is that what they're promoting?
How
is that what it's going to be?
How can you make Speed 3? Because after Speed 2 and Tim Conway has passed, you can't make this movie.
The was he in Speed 2?
Yes,
or it could
he was.
Be a remake of The Net.
That'd be good too.
So they don't mention whether it is Speed or not. Keanu and Sandra's first movie together was in 1994, Speed. Keanu didn't return for Speed 2, but Sandra did, and they were united for a great movie. I love The Lake House. The Lake House in 2006. I hope it's not Speed. I hope it's a cool movie for them, because I think they're good together, and I think they're still cool. They're still good together.
Well, Keanu has got such a great sense of humor about himself.
Yes, and he's a great guy.
I would love to see that sort of featured and not make him a Tom Cruise style hero.
Yeah.
Let him be funny.
We don't need a Speed 3. We need just a good romantic comedy with those two, or a romantic vehicle of some kind. I think we can do that. Lady Gaga played for 2.5 million people live during a free concert at Copacabana Beach in Rio on Saturday. That broke the record for the highest attended concert by a female artist in history. That was held by Madonna. Her record is the one that was broken. She played for 1.6 million people on the same beach just about 1 year ago.
Wow.
So that's pretty amazing.
And I know the Rolling Stones have played that beach too. It's crazy. It's like when they did concerts in Central Park.
I believe that even with the name Lady Gaga, she has always fancied herself as wanting to be royalty. Listen to this, because this is such a royalty-type quote here. In a message posted yesterday, Gaga said, quote, thank you, Rio, for waiting for me to come back. Thank you, little monsters all over the world. I love you. I will never forget this moment. Pause up, little monsters. Obrigada. Love, Mother Monster.
I love her. I think she is so talented, and good for her. And you know what? That whole monster thing is giving some people that were probably feeling left out in their lives a community. I think it's awesome.
The show went off without a hitch despite an attempted attack by an anti-LGBTQ group. God, what kind of people would do that? That tried to recruit teenagers to bomb the show with Molotov cocktails and improvised explosives. That's pretty horrible. Brazilian police raided the homes of 15 suspects in several states across the nation. Two people were arrested, including the group's leader. Gaga's rep said they only heard about the plot after the show, and there were, quote, no known safety concerns or any communication from the police or authorities to Lady Gaga regarding any potential risks. I'm going to look for a viral video of that concert with 2.5 million. That
Look for the Brazilian police. They're amazing. Brazilian police are totally hairless.
They're all waxed.
They are. That's how they do it down there.
Finally, today we are going to share with you a little video.
I love it.
You're driving on a major interstate and you miss your exit, do you A, keep driving and get off at the next one, or B, come to a complete stop on the road, cause a crash, and then drive away? The Ohio Department of Transportation posted a video from last week. And of course, it's a red van.
Yes.
Coming to a complete stop. Let's roar, roll this right now. All right. This is where it happened. And this that's the exit to the right you will see.
Cincinnati and Dayton, yeah.
Where the red van wants to go. And you will see the red van really almost could have gone to the right and gotten into that little triangle. There's the red van.
Doomed.
Stopping.
Just doomed from the word go.
Stops dead.
And then stops, puts on a turn signal.
And then stops, and here it comes, and boom!
Oh, my God.
And now watch. Oh, I caused it. I'm going to get off at my exit and leave now. There I go.
That's one way to stop all the traffic so you can take your exit.
That's right.
Wow. And then they still haven't found the driver. The driver still hasn't been identified. Police are trying to figure out who they are so they can be cited and charged. People, there you go. Fantastic.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yata Susalas. That's it. We got to take a break.
Oh, it's time to do the break thing. I was lost in your video. I'm sorry.
It was amazing. I mean, just stupidity. I've seen it. I've seen people when they come to
minivans, Jack.
Right. I want to know the person. I want to know their demographic. I want to know who to blame because I'm Irish and that's how we roll, ladies and gentlemen. That is how we roll, people.
I think it was the guy with the trombone.
Yes.
From Jimmy's.
We'll come back with Josh and Rob at the old ball game, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the problem with body care stuff. It's boring.
Yes.
It's a big pile of yawn. Men's products need more variety. That's why I love Cremo. Used it this morning right out of the shower. You deserve freedom from sweat and stink. Cremo's deodorant is designed to provide men with 48-hour odor protection. Cremo products are all barber-grade and made with pride, professionalism, and passion to guarantee you quality without compromise. Elevate your deodorant experience with Cremo's two latest signature scents, Italian Bergamot, and that's the bright, fresh one, while Palo Santo is deep, smoky, and refined. Both are great. Remember, deodorant isn't just for smelling good. God, I love this stuff. I really do. The scent you choose sets the tone of how you present yourself. And I've never done this during a commercial. Oh, my God, that's good. I like that. Cremo helps men make an unforgettable impression every time. I love this stuff. I wish you could smell me right now. Turn some heads with your manly aroma. Every time I walk into a room, all the women...
What?
You wrote this. Every time I walk into a room, all the women... All the women try to get all up in my business.
I saw it at Jimmy's.
And I heard you say it at Jimmy's. Why are these women trying to get all up in my business?
Sure. Head to Target or Target.com to find Cremo's new line of antiperspirants and deodorants in the Italian Bergamot and Palo Santo scents. Once again, Target or Target.com. Okay, yes, you guys went to the big ball game.
We did.
You posted... like for a second, but I didn't really get a feel for what really went down. How did Rob enjoy the ball game, Josh?
Well, he now understands the game of baseball.
I understood it a little bit when I went in. It was my first game since they invented the and brought in the shot clock, pitch clock. So I was fascinated with that. I had never watched that before.
Rob informed me this was his second time at Camden Yards.
Okay.
But the first time was for a concert.
No, okay. I've been there several times. I know Mike and I have been to a Red Sox game at Camden Yards.
All right.
My most recent attendance was going to visit my friend Paul, who was down there. I was on the field for that.
But we had a
Paul
great
McCartney.
Time.
Yes. Oh, don't name drop. It's classless.
We had a great time. I think Rob was fascinated by Mr. Splash.
I was. Now, Mr. Splash is a new mascot of sorts, although I don't know that I want to give him mascot status.
He's a mascot,
unfortunately. Josh, explain what he does. And this,
I've never heard of this, Mr. Splash.
You need to think of Mr. Splash on an afternoon game in July when it's 95 degrees.
Okay.
But also think of Mr. Splash yesterday when it's cloudy and 64.
Yeah, and yesterday was cloudy, 60s, and chance of rain the entire day.
Yeah, dark.
Yeah, it got crappy on Sunday.
And I'll have to pull up a photo of Mr. Splash. But Mr. Splash is a guy, he wears goggles and a snorkel and I think he's got some orange, like, floaty armbands.
Oh, well, you have to be careful.
A Mr. Splash Orioles jersey and then a pink tube around his waist, like a pink flamingo.
Yeah.
What does he dive into?
So nothing.
That's the thing,
here's
Mike.
What he does.
He does not dive into anything.
He stands outside of this section out in the outfield next to the bullpens.
Yeah.
And when the Orioles do something good, he sprays all the fans with a hose.
And Mike, you would think it would be like some sort of gimmicky hose, like maybe like a fire hose with a beautiful big presentation. It's a garden hose with a squeeze thing. The gun. The white.
Mr. Splash, has this replaced the Baltimore bird?
No,
the bird is there too.
Okay. No. All right.
This is
good.
A second one. This is a because the Orioles have their home run beer bong thing. This is how their way to get the fans involved.
Yeah.
Very clever, boys. Very clever. Mr. Splash. Hey, we're going to ballpark to see Mr. Splash.
I don't know if you have any seats down the third base line, but I need them if I want to get whipped by Mr. Splash.
Shea Bay, sorry I didn't get to talk to you longer. Thank you for bringing the old
there
bay. There's Mr. Splash. Thanks for bringing the old bay goldfish. That was a delight. Can we see him again? Can we see him again, please?
Yeah. There he is. See, Mike?
Snorkel. Yeah. Armbands. And pink flamingo.
Yesterday, if you had got hit by water while you're sitting in your seat, that's not what you want.
No,
not in 64 degree weather. No,
but the game had, I think, 10 home runs, and many of them were Orioles home runs, and every one of them got the splash.
Did the Orioles win or lose?
They came in second.
Yeah.
Oh, so did the Red Sox.
I think it was like 5-12 or something.
Yeah, well, they were in it through the seventh. It was not
a jack fest. They really, that doesn't sound right. Yeah,
yes.
That's interesting.
That's Mr. Splash.
Mr. Splash.
Yes, it was a jack fest.
There you go.
And really, until my brother left.
Yeah,
And then everything went downhill.
And we had a couple listeners there, which was great. It was just fun to watch the ball game.
Did you meet Josh's bro?
Yeah, well, you know, Mike, I don't know if you knew about this through.
He came in on the show when.
Yeah, and
when I was gone.
He determined after the show that he was my friend, and so we're friends now, which is good. And he was seated right in front of me, and that's his son, Silas.
Yeah, that's his son.
And they were great to see a dad and a kid at a ball game. It was so much fun. But what's even more fun than that is no matter how old they get, Josh and Matt are brothers. They are always brothers. Mm-hmm. And he said, Josh leans over to me, and Josh is a great person to sit with at a baseball game. I had so much fun. I tried not to be too Rob-like to ruin it.
We had a great time.
Yeah. But he leans in to me, and he says, watch this. I'm going to show you why my brother is so annoying.
that I love. But,
is this about his travel plans?
Yes, when you brought it up.
Because we brought up my frustration with his travel plans on the show a few weeks ago when he filled in.
Actually, I need to re-quote what Josh said. He said, I'm going to tell you, watch this, I'm going to show you how annoying my brother is and how cheap he is.
Yeah. Well, that was, so what, I went up Friday night for the game.
Yeah.
And when I left Herndon to drive up Friday night, right when I got in the car, I got a text from my brother saying, just arrived at the Atlanta airport. See you there.
Now, his brother booked this travel. This is not like an unwitting agent getting mixed up.
So, and your brother's planning to go to the game with you Friday night.
Friday night. Yes.
Okay, and he's in Atlanta.
And here's how he is. He is so cheap that he flies to BWI, takes the light rail to Camden Yards to then walk to his hotel.
So he doesn't have to rent a car.
And then walk back. So I think
or get an Uber.
Right. Yeah. Friday night, he did manage to get in there by the end of the second inning.
That's pretty good.
Which was pretty good.
And you know what? Now, I admire the fact that he was... that light rail might as well be like a trip to Mars. Right. I don't understand it. I love that someone can use the mass transit. He did great by doing that.
So Sunday, we're at the game, and I just ask him, so what time's your flight tonight? It's a 1:35 start time on the game.
Right.
And his flight is 6 p.m. So
he's cutting it a little close.
I'm doing the math and thinking, so when did they leave? The fifth inning?
I think so, but not before you challenged him and said, why do you do that?
Yes.
And Matt says, there's nothing cooler than walking up to your gate while they're boarding.
Yes, that's what he said.
He looked like it was so... He said,
now,
is
he doing these for the money factor, that this is the cheapest flight?
He is very cheap.
I think it's a combination of the money factor and its stubbornness to be like, I know better than everyone else.
All right, because it's really... he must be... All right, this is all I can tell you. He must be somewhat of an unflappable customer if he puts himself through that level of stress travel.
You'd think that until the end of this tale where he proves to be quite flappable.
Well, okay. He leaves the fifth inning, and Silas is 7 years old. So
great.
He's making
such a nice kid.
He's a great kid, but he's making this little kid walk to the hotel now to get their bags, walk back to the light rail, go through all this stress because of how he handles planning and scheduling.
And also, Silas had himself a kid-sized drink that he was spilling everywhere. By the time he'd get back to the stands, the little cup would be like one-third full because it's all sloshing out.
I believe when they left, Rob said, "Nice to meet you, Silas." And Silas just dumped over his cup to say bye.
Bye, Silas. Now, what did you have? What did you do to make your brother flappable?
Here's what happens. So he leaves the fifth inning. They walk to their hotel to get their bags, go to the light rail, go to BWI, whatever.
So he's allowed almost an hour for all of this.
So I think it's the ninth inning, and I text and I just say, "How's the light rail?"
Yeah.
And the only text I get back is, "Don't ask."
Oh, yes.
They had announced on the news light rail issues on the way up to the game, but they weren't in the direction Matt was going, so we didn't think it was going to be a problem.
So I found out later that what happened is the light rail came up to the station, and it said BWI on the side, and right when it gets to the station, it said out of service and shut down.
Oh, no.
So the game ends, and Rob and I are leaving, and we're walking out. So I text my brother again. Do you need a ride?
Yeah, and you had already texted. You had offered it and already texted.
And he already said no.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Right. So then I texted again and offered again, and the response I get is, "I'll meet you at the parking lot."
So he took the ride?
He took the ride.
So God.
When I said...
Advantage Josh on that one.
Carrie and I get to our car, and I take out my phone because I'm going to plug it in, and I see I got a text, and it's Josh, and he says... Guess who needed a ride? And he posted a blurry picture of Silas and Matt crossing the street, getting to his car.
Dragging their luggage.
Look at the joy.
Yes.
That's the type of thing that gets him going.
It was so funny.
Right.
Because they're such brothers. I could see that happening when they were 7 and 9 years old.
And then on the way to BWI, he gets a little text message that his plane is delayed until 7 p.m.
Oh, yeah. So, as we all were that day.
Right. Yep. It then at least took all, when the plane was delayed, that at least removed the stress from Silas.
I have to.
Which I was happy about.
I hope it didn't ruin his fantasy of walking up to a boarding plane.
No, I then got.
Did he ask you to drive in circles in the kiss and ride so he didn't have to get out yet?
So he could be at the last minute again.
Yes.
No, I asked. I said, "Do you want to go get dinner with me? I'm going over here. Or do you want me to drop you off?" It's a drop off.
I think it's funny because when the limited time I spent with Silas, he didn't seem like a stressed kid. But a good dad can make any kid crumble under stress.
There was a nice argument between Silas and Matt about fitting the bobbleheads into their backpacks because it was a bobblehead giveaway night.
Mike,
who was the player? Who was the player?
It was Gunnar Henderson.
Gunnar Henderson, and he was dressed as a Jedi.
Because it was May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
Oh.
Yeah. And then at one point, Josh, I mean, he wasn't even bitter about the Orioles yet. And he's sitting there, and he just says, "I hate Star Wars."
I do. I hate it.
So do I, Josh. We're on the same page with that one. Absolutely.
But you know what? I had a great time with my friends, the Stroka brothers.
Yes.
And I think I wasn't too annoying to Josh.
And
so it's a win.
You haven't mentioned your wife once.
She enjoyed herself, but she was also trying to stay ahead of the game on gambling. And the only bet she won is the one I told her to make. And yes, I will relish that. But she was losing dollars
and
$2.
What was the bet you told her to make?
I said, take the over on total runs scored. Because the Orioles, Josh says, has bad pitching, so they're going to give up a lot of runs. So the over was 10.5. The line was 10.5, and we took the over. So it's good.
See, there you go. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I wish I'd done something with my betting over the weekend. Thanks, Final Gambit. Yeah,
all mine were losses as well.
We'll take a break. You got some beautiful video for
Mike,
us,
Mike. I have got video that is so gorgeous, and it's... I don't know how this happens. It's a little Florida-centric today. I hope you don't mind.
That's good. We usually have a lot of material down here. And I will tell you something regarding the Kentucky Derby.
Yes.
That was my horse, Final Gambit, and finished fourth out of the money.
Because
Hallelujah.
Cheaters!
Cheaters! Are you like Rob? He's got this beard, you know, and he wants to cover the gray up, but home hair dye kits are a mess, and the salon is a hassle, so he keeps it simple. Simpler Hair Color has a full variety of shades to match any guy's hair and beard. With Simpler Hair Color, there's no need to buy a separate hair, beard, and touch-up product. A single can has you covered for all of them. Plus, one can of Simpler Hair Color provides as many uses as up to four boxes of the drugstore stuff.
This is not on the script. But if you're just doing a part of your beard, as I am, it has a lot more than four applications.
That's
you
awesome.
Can go all week with it. It's great. I love it. So
I try it because look at Santa.
Well, didn't you order the?
I have it. It's in my bathroom.
No, I thought you got the simpler hair Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho.
No, they don't offer white hair, folks. I'm sorry.
Simpler Hair Color offers a gentler ingredient and a cleaner application. And unlike other companies, there is no waste.
Right.
That's why their mission is to become the number one men's hair and beard dyeing brand. Plus, Simpler Hair Color offers free shipping and free returns, so you can try Simpler Hair Color risk-free. By the way, the new look of Rob is the talk of the town.
It is.
Everyone at our Kentucky Derby party loved staring at this handsome chap lip with a youthful beard. All the men and ladies alike.
You think you're pretty clever, don't you?
We're gobsmacked.
That's right.
Thank you, Simpler Hair Color. Say goodbye to grays the easy way with Simpler Hair Color. Head to simplerhaircolor.com/TMOS and use the TMOS code for 10% off your order. Once again, that's simplerhaircolor.com/TMOS for 10% off, and make sure you use the promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Ah, Mike, memory lane.
I am Mike, the morning zoo.
I always like that. Mike, Florida, it's where you live. Florida, it's where Josh lives.
Yes.
Florida, it's where men take their clothes off.
A story out of Flagler County tonight. A man is arrested after trying to break into someone's house. John Brown joining us live in studio tonight. So, John, this man had a unique outfit for this burglary.
Yeah, or the lack thereof, right, Marley? So this man put in handcuffs wearing nothing but his birthday suit. This is 63-year-old Matthew Hunter of Palm Coast. According to the arrest report and this video, a woman saw Hunter outside of her home completely naked trying to break into the house. The woman called 911 after she heard what appeared to be a knife trying to cut through the lock of her storm door.
That was not a knife. I really feel bad about anyone who gets handcuffed ever. I've been handcuffed. It's no fun. I cannot imagine being handcuffed naked because all you want to do is cover things up, and you can't.
I'm looking at the mug, and the mugshot looks not alcohol.
I think it's
looks
a crackpot.
Like
it
may be a nut. Maybe a nut or other drugs, but not necessarily booze.
To me, it looks like a Star Trek fan.
Excuse me. Can I come in, please?
I'm surprised it didn't go in your news, and I guess it's because it was a couple days ago. We lost Ruth Buzzi over the weekend, who was a staple on television for many, many years. Of course, she did the Lost Saucer with Jim Nabors.
Of course.
But Laugh-In, and I know Josh has never probably seen a minute of it, but Laugh-In was a really great show, and this is my favorite joke from all six seasons of Laugh-In. And it features Artie Johnson as the old man and Ruth Buzzi as Gladys, the old lady on the bench.
Let me set it up before you.
Okay.
More.
All right.
This bit, Josh, is, and it's great because I like to play to you because you've never seen it.
Yeah.
No idea.
Artie Johnson was the dirty old man, and he makes suggestive, lewd comments to the old woman,
Gladys,
who carries a purse and hits him with the purse.
Yes.
That's the bit.
Okay.
And so the thing that makes the bit funny, the voice that Artie Johnson uses, which is this kind of dirty voice like this, and the reaction from Ruth Buzzi. That's the bit. And it's timelessly
funny in my humble opinion. And Mike, so you know, the character that Artie Johnson played, you think they didn't know what they were doing? His name was Tyrone F. Horney. Which is H-O-R-N-E-I-G-H. They can't say horny.
Only you would know that.
But
no one in the world would know that fact.
All right, my favorite joke in the history of Laugh-In.
Okay.
Yep. Could I have a serious moment with you, please? No. I just want to ask a question. Do you believe in the hereafter?
Of course I do.
Then you know what I'm here after.
I love it. I might be a simpleton, but I love
you. You are a dullard. You are indeed a dullard. Yeah. The greatest, with the amount of comedy given us on Laughing, and
it's hard to choose one moment. I just love that.
What
a great
tribute, though, to Buzzy. That's wonderful.
I love Buzzy. Mike, Dolly Parton is doing okay without Carl, her husband.
Yeah, he passed a while back.
Passed away, and they were married for like 50 billion years.
Yes.
And she's doing okay. They asked her about it on the Today Show. She is staying focused on her work and maybe getting her teeth tightened up. I don't know.
I mean, you're just such a light, Dolly. And we were so sad to hear about the loss of Carl, your beloved Carl, your husband of more than 58 years. I always love over the years how you talk about him. I mean, you guys were such a partnership. Look at you two cuties. How are you doing? I'm sure you miss him a lot.
Savannah's voice.
Yeah, really.
Oh, you know what? I get very emotional when people bring it up. But yeah, we were together 60 years. I've loved him since I was 18 years old. And it's a big adjustment, just trying to change patterns and habits. And I'll do fine. And I'm very involved in my work. And that's been the best thing that could happen to me. But I'll always miss him, of course.
She'll always miss him.
Oh, stop it. Be your monster.
That's the whole point of that clip.
You're more reverent toward Ruth Buzzy than a star that everybody knows.
Mike, be reverent when they pass. While they're alive, play into it. Be a lover. I am a Parton lover. How about that?
You know, for the lady of that age, I mean, I know there's a lot going on, but wow, just the wig and the makeup still manages to. That's amazing. You would never look at that woman and say that woman's 80 years old.
No, not until she took her teeth out.
Okay, that's.
I have a video of Josh at the game yesterday. Okay. I don't know why he had a little girl with him, but dads can do anything.
What is going to catch the ball? She covers his eyes.
How about that?
And he still caught it.
Wow,
it's dad power right there.
That's dad power.
Dad power. And, I could really make a sexist comment on that right now.
Don't.
Yeah, it's daughter power as well.
It's daughter power when it's my mom standing in front of the TV at the third strike. I'll shut up.
And also,
Carla would be so pissed if she
It's fine.
This.
You know, at that Yankees game, Jimmy also talked over a home run call. All right, Mike, I know that you're in a house that you love and you're staying there. I'm never going to move again because I don't want to pack my stuff up. Josh seems very happy in St. Augustine. But if you do get involved in the real estate game, Mike, don't do it like this guy.
Okay. That's right, Dave and Frank. Several realtors are sharing this very similar story of a man inappropriately touching their leg or foot while they are working. And the earliest, as far back as July in Pinellas County, and as recently as last week during another showing in Manatee County.
The big house.
That time, he, pointed down at my feet and was like, "Oh, you have an ant on your shoe." And I was like, "Where?" And I'm frantic trying to get the ant off my shoe. And I'm like, "Where?" And he's like, "Right there, right there."
Real estate agent Angela Julian didn't realize that was just a trick.
And he starts unbuckling my shoe and caressing my foot. And I just thought that that was really weird. At the same time, he's fidgeting with his phone, petting my foot, fidgeting phone. And I think he's trying to take some type of a video of my skirt. It was really alarming.
Unaware of the violation, now at least more than a half dozen women coming forward to share a story
half dozen of
their
them.
Encounter with the strange man.
That's
left them
12
feeling
feet.
Vulnerable.
Very vulnerable. Instantly, you can sense that something's not quite right, but you can't really put your finger on it.
You call me crazy. The first thing I notice about that lady is certainly not her feet.
Me too. You would like to have seen a close-up, wouldn't you?
You really didn't need to add to it.
Well, it was the chapped lips.
Yes.
Oh, you're just swinging blind now. The the sad thing or the amazing thing about that story is even though he took the time to touch six different people, he still made it to our appearance, and it was great to see Jim Amato.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for coming out. We appreciate that.
Jim down in Florida just looking for a house.
I think it's time to get that terrible ant off your foot. Let me unbuckle your
shoe. Look,
there's
an ant on your foot.
That's fantastic. How are you? Nice to see you. Let me sit down right here. There you go. How's it going?
Anyway, we got to get out of here. Thank you all for coming out to Jimmy's, and thank you, Jimmy Cerrito, my
dear
friend. And
Jimmy is the greatest.
His wonderful, long-suffering wife, Maureen, who was wonderful. They were so good, and it was great seeing their daughter.
I love the video.
What a wonderful, comfortable weekend we had at their home.
I love the video of you washing dishes. You're a man of your word.
Yes. Yeah. You want to be a good house guest. If, you know, somebody's nice enough
dishes.
To let you stay in their place and feed you in the morning, least you can do is get over to the sink in their beautiful kitchen and wash the dishes.
Jay Leno hasn't washed a dish in 50 years.
Well, you know, I've been bruised. That's it. We got to get out of here for Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak. Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Yeah, me too. Bye and all that.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Cotton Nail Bath Tissue.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
Ah, you lost again.